Let's say hi to Andy calling us from Seymour. Hi there, Andy.
Hi.
So Andy has brown hair, drives a Chevy Malibu, is a medical assistant, and is getting married at the end of March.
Oh, look at that. We've just been dishing out a bunch of marriage advice. Did you write any of it down?
Oh, yeah. I kept some in my notebook in my brain.
I like it. I like that. You could go back and check the Facebook thread and listen to the podcast and, yeah, take some notes.
That's cool. What are you guys, are you guys planning any sort of honeymoon? How long have you been together? Dish, tell us the whole thing.
So we have been together for about 4 years. Uh-huh. We have 2 kids together.
Nice.
So we just kind of wanted to go ahead and get on with it and get ahead and meet his wife.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Very cool. So, all right. It's little kid, drunk adult. Kelly, explain how it all works.
It's a magical game where you're going to hear 3 stories. You have to determine, was the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
Okay. Here we go. First one.
I gave my bestie the salon treatment and all of her hair fell out.
Oh, gave my bestie the salon treatment.
Yeah.
Hair fell out. Yeah.
I definitely feel like that's
a
little kid.
Okay, little kid.
See, that could just be like, that could be drunk people. Maybe, I don't know, maybe the Nair was too close to the shampoo. Maybe that's it. I'm going to go drunk person.
Okay, so Kelly's saying drunk adult. Andy, you're saying little kid. All right.
Yeah, I was a drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Oh, no, that's worse.
That is pretty bad.
That's worse. You should know better.
That is pretty bad, yeah.
Me and a girlfriend were having a girls' weekend, and we decided that since guys sucked, we were going to pamper ourselves and do pseudo spa day, give each other treatments.
Sounds great so far.
She wanted a relaxing hair wash and blow out, like you get at a salon. When I poured out the shampoo and started to massage her scalp, she was like, "This isn't shampoo." Nope. Not shampoo. It was Nair.
Oh, that was right.
Wait, so. Okay.
I was right. Don't keep your Nair near your shampoo.
Who keeps Nair near shampoo? Who even has Nair?
If they use it, don't you use it in the shower mostly?
I don't know, Andy.
I don't really use it, but I'm guessing.
Have you even heard of Nair, Andy?
No, I have not.
Yeah, is that even something that people use?
Well, it means no more hair. So that's, wow.
Okay.
Oh, all right, Andy. The best of intentions, though. But wine and spa makeovers and hair washing can sometimes go awry.
All right, you're 0 for 1. Here we go. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I ran around the store screaming, "Wiener, wiener, wiener, I got wiener!"
Of course you did. I'm not repeating that, by the way.
Oh, this one's hard. I don't know. I'm going to go with little kid again.
Little kid, all right.
I think little kid, too. Right.
Both of you saying little kid.
My mom was mortified.
Yeah.
I was a little kid, and I went grocery shopping with her, and she asked me if I wanted anything, and that's when I kicked in screaming about how much I love Wiener!
I love, that's right!
Oscar Mayer Wieners.
Yes, yeah. Yes, hot the hot dog.
Yeah. That is what I called them, apparently. And for whatever reason, on this particular day, I wanted to scream it from the mountaintop. Love this segment. Have a great day, you guys.
That's great.
Hey, Andy, you know what's funny is I actually have an audio clip of Kelly saying the exact same thing.
Do you really?
Yeah, do you want to hear it?
Yes.
I love wieners. Oh, see, listen. That is not... Oh, I hate this show. I love wieners. At least I wasn't saying wieners, 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 wieners.
Wait, what were you saying?
I wasn't saying that.
wait, I didn't get that. What were you saying, Kelly?
I'm not doing it again. If you didn't hit record, that's not my problem. I'm not doing it.
Fine, we have.
I love wieners. I love wieners. Well, we also have you. Don't not hit your own wiener button.
Wieners!
There it is.
Yeah, all right. So we've all said it, Andy. We've all said it. All right, so you've got one right, you got one wrong. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I got stuck on an electric barbed wire fence while trying to sneak into a cow pasture.
Oh. Ouchie.
Ouch.
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a drunk adult. That cow looks like it needs to be petted. Yeah.
Yeah, right? All right. Both of you saying drunk adult. Yeah.
I was a little kid.
Oh!
Oh. Wow.
Oh, Allie.
Me and
my friend. Where are your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to sneak in to see the cows, so we crawled underneath a barbed wire fence, and it got caught in the back of my shirt.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
And because we were little, my friend couldn't free me, so he had to go get our parents, and I had to lay there and keep getting shocked every few seconds until he got back.
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, dang!
Okay.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
Okay, yeah. Let's... All right.
All right. No, I've been shocked by an electric fence, and it does not feel good.
No.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is it like a shock collar? Like, how severe is it?
Like, you can, depending on where you touch it, like, if you touch it with your hand, you can just feel it go through your whole body.
Oh, wow. I mean, we've worn shock collars before. Don't ask for the story.
Right,
don't ask.
Right.
But I'm just wondering if it was a... I don't want to find out, though. I'm not going to I'm not going to go hunt down a fence and see if I can just touch it and see what it feels like. Not
Andy, you have been a delight. Thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning. We're going to hook up with tickets to Gazebo Fest. So you got it, girl.
That's awesome.
Let's go. I tried.
And
you did a great job. You know what? The best part is, the second part of the prize is, none of that happened to you.
Well, she did get shocked by an electric fence, so...
That is true. Okay, maybe one of those things happened to you.
One of those things. All right. Well, hey, let us be the first to wish you a happy wedding, and may you live long and happy and prosperous together, hand in hand.
Thank you so much.
You're
and
welcome.
The things we learned is learn your husband's love language, and don't go to bed mad. Sometimes you may need to and just cool off, and always kiss him hello and goodbye, and there you go.
And above all else, always remember,
I love wieners. That's not marriage advice.
All right, Andy, hang on line another quick sec, okay? Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
All right, we need more stories.
Yep.
You know, we need more stories. This bit does not live without your stories.
It
so if you
does
got
not.
One, then you need to email us a voice note of you giving us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email us, Ben and Kelly Show at gmail.com.